top of the world with you. Nothing is bringing me down.
Welcome to Faith Summit of the Air with Reverend Adewumi Adebusayo of Word and Spirit Ministry International, a production of Wasmi Media and Broadcast.
Yes.
Welcome once again. My name remains Adebusayo Adewumi. In this episode, we will continue on our new series on how to enjoy the fight, the good fight of faith. Now, in the last episode, we were talking about what we should do to enjoy this fight. And we said, number one, you make a decision. We said you make a decision. And we also said that, you know, it takes a decision of your will to take faith's stand. Now, the decision of your will, and then we actually define will according to the dictionary as a strong purpose, intention, or determination. And don't forget, in one of the episodes when we started, you know, Faith Summit of the Air, one of the episodes, I think one of the first, maybe the second episode thereabout, when we're defining faith, we said faith is not determination. And truly, faith is not determination. It means faith is not strong purpose. Faith is acting on the word of God, but you cannot act on the word of God without your will in place, without determination in place. You must be determined to act on the word of God. So to take a faith stand, you need your determination. So faith involves determination. And so we also said that when you now, you know, understand it, and then you go to the Lord in prayer and believe you receive, you must have that strong will, that strong purpose or determination not to waver until your answer comes. You must be ready to stand all through until your answer comes. Now, it is doing that you will be able to say to yourself, this is a fight I am in. And that fight is actually to keep out wavering, to keep out doubting, and to stand with what God has already said in His word until I see it materialize physically. And that is the first thing you need to do. You make that decision. Now, let's look at the scripture, James chapter 1. In James chapter 1, verse 6 to 8, let's see what James said there. He said, but let him ask in faith. When you ask God, you ask in faith. And what do we say faith is? Acting on the word of God. So, but let him ask, acting on the word of God. So, our asking should be based on our acting, on our action, on what God has said. So when we ask, we're actually acting on the word of God. So we ask based on the word of God. So he said, let him ask in faith. He said, with no doubting. The old King James Version said, nothing wavering. With no doubting. So the word to waver means to doubt. He said, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. Verse 7 says, but let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. What is he saying there? A man who doubts should not think that he will receive anything from the Lord. In faith teachings, I say this over and over again, you cannot be in faith and doubt at the same time. You cannot be standing on the word of God and doubt at the same time. When you step into doubting, it means you cannot expect to receive anything from the Lord. Because receiving from the Lord is receiving based on His promises. So when you doubt, you've nullified, you know, the ability to receive based on God's promises. So He said, let not that man suppose or think that he will receive anything from the Lord. And then in verse 8, he said, that man is a double-minded man who is unstable in all his ways. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. There are believers who today will say, I believe I receive, I know I have it. And then tomorrow you say, well, I don't know what to do again. I don't even know who to turn to, you know, the whole thing, the way it is. I can't just understand. Now, the truth is, when you do that, you've actually nullified your first confession. You've nullified that which you have confessed, believing that you receive, because it shows truly that you never believe at all. You are in doubt, and doubt and believing cannot work together. So you must take a decision that I'm going to stand by what God says. It's a decision. That decision must be based on your strong will to take your faith stand. Strong will to take your faith stand. I remember, you know, one of the men that we've read so much about in the scripture, in the gospel, a man named blind Bartimaeus. You know, you remember as Jesus was passing by, and then he began to call out to him, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. The people told him, shut up. The people told him, shut up. Don't disturb the master. But the Bible says he cried out the more. Now, that is an example of a man taking a first stand. He took a first stand because he believed that Jesus, you know, does not only have the ability to heal him. If Jesus will hear him, he will be willing to heal him. He believed. And his believing spurred him to the place where he continually shouted his name. The Bible says he cried out the more. He cried out the more. The more they tried to stop him, the more he cried out. That is a man with a strong will. That is a man with determination to come out of his situation. Now, if you are going to come out of that situation, you must be determined to come out of that situation. And when you are determined to come out of that situation, then you must be ready to act on the word of God. So you make a decision for that. You make a decision for it. You tell yourself, this is what I want to do. And at the end of the day, what happened? The Bible said Jesus stopped and called him. Now the same set of people who shouted him down earlier now came to him and told him, the master calls you. The master calls for you. And when he got to Jesus, Jesus asked him, what will you want me to do for you? And he said, Master, that I may receive my sight. Did he receive his sight? Yes, he did. But what brought him there? A strong will, a strong purpose to stand in faith, to receive that which he desires. And so if you are going to do that, if you are going to stand in faith, if you are going to stand in faith, if you are going to be determined that no matter what, I'm coming out of this situation and I'm acting on what God says, that situation is going to bow and you are going to come out of it. So today, make a decision. Make a decision you are not going to doubt. Make a decision you are not going to waver. Make a decision you are going to keep standing on the word of God, on the promises of God. Make a decision you are going to stand in there no matter what it is. Make a decision that if it takes from now till eternity for that answer to come, you are ready to wait for it. And when you wait for it, then you are going to have it. You are going to receive it. So you must continually do that. And one of the ways you continue to do that is to continue in your confession of faith, no matter what. You continue in your confession of faith, no matter what. You make an irrevocable decision to continue in your confession of faith, no matter what. You keep saying the same thing. You keep saying the same thing. Earlier on this program, I thought that one of the definitions of confession is to say the same thing. You keep saying the same thing. What do you believe? You keep saying it. What do you believe? You keep saying it. You keep saying what you believe, and then you keep acting on it. It may look as if that is not going to happen. It may look as if you are going in a contrary direction. But if you believe it, you keep saying it, you keep talking about it, and before you know what is happening, that answer is going to come. You are going to receive that which you already believe and that which you have stood your ground on. Now, this is what it means to make a decision. And this is one of the ways you can enjoy the good fight of faith. You enjoy this kind of fight when you make a decision. I want to stop here and I'll tell you in the next episode, we are going to talk more about certain things you need to do. I called you blessed. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Faith Summit of the Air. To contact Reverend Adewumi, please send message to WhatsApp number 080-748-39159. 080-748-39159. Thank you for listening. Join Reverend Adewumi again next week. Same time, same station. God bless you.